It's open phones if you can believe it.
Yeah, right. Whether you believe it or not, give us a call. I forgot to change that clock during the commercial break. We'll get that changed.
Is that an hour?
It might keep us on track, actually, if we get back to an hour behind here. Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. It is a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County DailyNews.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin with Bill over there.
Hey there.
Morning. And I got a couple calls late last week, Bill, about Carroll Cougar basketball.
Yes.
And a couple people wanted to know why we were following them, as far as they're going here. And I said, well, we'll always follow a team from the region, whether it's Frankfort or Carroll or Lebanon or
sure.
Western Boone, whoever we'd like to cover, that we've at least carried some of their games through the season. And, of course, Carroll has been pretty much dominant all season long.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones that came out of the sectional. They were our closest regional team. And we love our Carroll Cougars, and we love Carroll County and Delphi and all the folks up there, and appreciate them listening to Wylo. We know we have a strong listenership in the Carroll County area.
Yes.
As we do in the region here. So it took me to the thought about Carroll Cougar basketball and the people. I had a couple texts last week from some personal friends that said, don't they have a radio station up there? Why are you caring? No one in Frankfort cares about Carroll.
Oh.
And I said, well, you get the friendly the rivalries.
Yes.
And yes, there are some teams that really can't stand one another. I get that. Okay. I mean, I went to high school too.
Yeah.
But when you're talking commerce and listenership,
mm-hmm.
and just a good crew, they've got a really good coach, awesome athletic director at Carroll, as we do pretty much in the region. We're going to follow them. Carroll's part of the Wylo family.
Yeah.
And it's not just all, it's usually Clinton County schools, but that's why we're covering Carroll. We have a lot of listeners up there, and it's not just Clinton County all the time. So anyway, my thought on that. I just didn't know if you've lived here all your life, Bill.
Yeah.
You're a Frankfort High School graduate. And these are adults who are texting me saying no one cares.
Okay.
But I just kind of wanted to get your quick take on that. That I think there is a general sense of let's support the area team, because I've seen support for the Carroll Cougars right here in Frankfort this week.
Well, a couple things. One, I think that over the past few years, yourself included, big part of that. WILO is much different than when I listened to it when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
because when I listened to it when I was younger, it was just in the morning to see if there was no school, okay?
Right. All right.
There was no ticket giveaways. There was no Bob Seger. There was no Saturday Night Show. There was no... Yeah, it was just this... I mean, the old symbol was like a brand that you would put on cattle. So
right.
It was like this country AM farm talk thing, which I mean, I'm sure like had plenty of listeners,
right?
But as far as like in town or whatever, like that was always the thing. To be real honest, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this story, but you remember being a kid and then it's snowing outside, and what is getting hollered around your house is, what station it? What's what? Is it 90? What is it? Where's Wyatt? Just keep flipping it till you find it. I mean, no one even knew what the call numbers are or whatever these things are. So, I mean, I can be honest with you, it's changed so much. And then the other thing, then I came to work here, and then we started something like Hoosier Land TV. So since Casper Media Broadcasting at Shine 99, Clinton County Daily News, which is all over the world, I guess, those kind of things.
Technically,
But when we were starting the Hoosier Land TV thing, I was in on the beginning of that, kind of changing that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but one of my first ideas to change the name was to call it, like the original proposal was Gym City TV,
mm-hmm.
because Frankfort is Gym City.
Right.
And then when we talked about it, like, well, I don't really want to Frankfurtize this because we cover things in Carroll and Lebanon and Kokomo and Delphi, you know, so it's bigger. And then now we have 102.7 FM, which is down in Boone County, and it's larger. So it's just part of covering the area that we do. It's even though we're located in Frankfurt, it's not, you know, 1981 anymore, and we only do Frankfurt things.
Right.
And then the last thing is, if somebody's calling, like, why do you like Carroll or any of these things, whatever, you know, because it's clear, it's the county right next to us too. Not like we're covering something in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's clear up in Carroll. Clear up in Carroll.
It's a full 16 miles away.
I mean, come on. Yeah. So, I mean, it's still local things.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I don't know, people frustrated about some things or just don't realize, if you don't listen much, that it's not all about Frankfurt here. It's just we serve a much larger area.
Yeah. That's all. Bill. Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad I asked your take.
Hey, thank you.
Kim, good morning.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
And also Ken.
Hey there.
Yeah, Ken. Ken says good morning, too.
Okay, thank you. You were, what was it, Friday? It was mentioned that, you know, Kamala was laughing at some press conference.
Yeah, she was cackling, Kamala.
Okay, well, here's what I thought. I thought she was laughing at the question that was asked. What do you think?
No. I actually saw that over the weekend again as everyone was replaying it. Mm-hmm. I kind of got tired of seeing it. But it was they had asked a serious question about refugees in Ukraine. And she looked at the German ambassador she was having that press conference with, and they kind of pointed back and forth, and she said something like, "A friend in need is a friend indeed," and then she laughed, and it was a serious question. There's people dying in Ukraine.
Yeah.
She has no idea what she's talking about, and she didn't, like, fully understand the questions. It was just awkward.
Oh, okay.
I that's all it was. It was just awkward.
And do you guys listen to that this week on Sunday morning?
I usually, I do see some of that with George Stephanopoulos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do occasionally catch parts of that.
Well, on yesterday, it was mentioned that some U.S. politicians are for Putin, and it was said they should be called out.
I think I would agree with that if they are.
I agree, yeah. And then they mentioned a guy.
Did they mention anyone specifically, Kim?
Well, they mentioned a guy named Brown, but I didn't hear what state. But they said that he went to Moscow. Now, they didn't say if it was yesterday or know, 6 months or
so
a year.
So did Bernie Sanders.
You beat me, too.
Well,
he admits it.
Yeah, Bernie admits it. I'll give you that, Kim.
Well, Bernie admits it. These other people want to hide. And think about, what's the moniker, Moscow Mitch? I mean...
Yeah, no, I heard something about that a couple years ago, but it's kind of like the Russian collusion. Nothing stuck.
Oh.
I've never seen any proof that, you know, Mitch was in collusion with Pootie Poot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I think that's more Democrat mudslinging.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just thought maybe one side or the other is reflecting and deflecting.
Yeah, well, there's always a little of that. I think somewhere in the middle is where the truth is. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have. So thanks, guys. You have
Thank
a nice
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too, Kim. And Kim's one of those that we can sometimes agree to disagree with.
Sure.
But sometimes I'll hear her say something. I thought, oh, no, she's got bad information. She's watching too much George Stephanopoulos as well.
George Stephanopoulos.
Who I used to have some respect for, but he lost that a couple years ago with the whole MSNBC Brian Williams thing.
Oh, boy.
And it kind of threw me off a little bit there.
Yeah.
Or turned me off, I guess. So we had Katie Ann Rottler with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to call up a couple more times still yet this month, including on Wednesday, the 16th. And we'll have her again on the 21st, which is next, 25th, rather, I'm sorry, which was a week from this Friday. And she's just going to call up. Remind us of a few chamber things.
Okay.
And give us a little, as we get closer, like they're putting together the debates. So we'll have some information from her. And Katie Ann is the right person at the right time for Shan Sheridan and his crew down there at the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. She's the Director of Communications and Events. So we'll have her a couple times each month, Bill, joining us.
Excellent.
Right here on Party Line.
So... I don't know. I thought we might talk about it just a bit, but it's up to you.
Okay.
How do you feel about daylight savings time?
Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about that.
Yeah, call in.
And if you have an opinion on daylight saving time, give us a call, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463.
When you think of diamonds, sorry, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Does your New Year's resolution include saving money? When's the last time you had an insurance review? Do you have enough coverage? Have your rates gone up? Now is the time to check your insurance, and why not go with a name you've come to know and trust? Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Insurance isn't always top of mind, but you hope it's the right coverage when you need it. So ask yourself this question and answer honestly. When's the last time you had an insurance review? Call now to schedule your free personalized review at 765-654-0287 for Michelle Boyd at Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. Our sponsors are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Vierks Fine Jewelry. Before we get to Eastern Daylight Time, or Eastern Standard, whatever the heck it's called, Bill. I'm glad I've been able to pull off 52 minutes of the program without anyone noticing, but either overnight when I slept or coming into work this morning and not being fully awake, my left contact is missing.
Uh-oh.
So all morning I've been doing this.
Like Sandy Duncan over there or something, man.
Yeah. I'm not winking at you, though, Bill, but it's a little weird. I feel a little off. Sort of like you do with daylight saving time.
Oh, man, daylight saving. And I don't want to sit here and complain. Nobody wants to hear that stuff all day. But I don't know, as a kid or whatever, it was like Clinton County and then some county like in Arizona were the only two places like on planet Earth that didn't change their clocks.
Yes.
And it was great. So we just did nothing. It was great. Hey, just do nothing.
Right.
So now there's this. Now you have all today, all the people that will be an hour late or early. Or I don't even know. I'm too tired to figure it out. Like, you know, I don't even know. So I don't care for that. I know it was some kind of thing with maybe doing business on the East Coast, or it was going to give us more light later in the day. But, man, I don't like it. What really bothers me about it is, especially when you come out of like a real cold winter, that just last week you finally start like waking up. Kids going to the bus stop and it's getting light so you can see it's safer on the street. It's safer for kids. Now, two more weeks of being in the dark, and then now we can see walking to the bus. I just don't get it. My suggestion, there you go, a representative or people from here at this debate or whatever, would you please put something on the books that at some general election we could vote as the populace of Indiana that we either want this or don't want this. I just would like the shot in the batter's box to take a swing at it. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Well, so, yeah.
You know, I remember, too, growing up, we're about the same age, and I grew up in southern Indiana, 1,000-acre farm. Before cable, we had, like, 5 channels, right?
Yes.
And it depended on where Dad told me to stand with the clothes hanger, right? So I just always remember all of our main networks was Louisville, right?
Yes.
And it was just, it was one of those things that, like you said, we did nothing except for Mom would say, Kevin, the Dukes of Hazzard is now
just,
on an hour later,
say,
or something like
Knight
that.
Knight Rider is now on at 7, not 8.
That was all I was concerned
that was
about
it.
As a
the
kid.
The show's
right?
changed. We stayed the same.
We made the
fine.
Adjustment.
Yeah.
You know? I was thinking the same thing last night. I don't quite have an opinion on it as strong as you, but I told Shell last night, it was 7:20 and it was dark outside.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of, I've kind of got used to this. Not getting dark till 8:30.
You know? And I'm open minded enough that if you're out there or whatever, you you love this and you know why I should love it and why it's so great. Hey, I'd love
Tell
to be
us.
Convinced.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wish I want to do the hats and hooters too when this thing shows up. So help me understand why this is so fabulous, because maybe it is and I'm an idiot, but I don't know about that.
All right. Well, if anyone has an opinion, give us a call. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Kevin, you know, I told you before, there are certain things I really have a strong opinion on.
Right.
I don't feel like I have an opinion on everything, but daylight savings time, I'd like their cars to be off the streets more in Frankfurt. That's all the clogged streets.
Well, you talked to the mayor about it. She's aware, too.
I let her know
how
I feel. I didn't get to go to coffee and conversation or whiskey and words and whatever.
Right.
But, and then got to get a tote board out there at the fairgrounds, need a little gambling.
Oh, yeah, the tote board.
Other than those three things,
you know what?
I'm happy, man.
Two of the three you could take care of if you ran for State Representative District 41.
Oh, man.
We're talking daylight saving time in gaming in Indiana.
Oh, man.
I don't know, Bill. What do you think, man?
I don't.
Maybe next time around?
Have you seen how I'm dressed today? I can't be a senator dressed in shorts and a sweatshirt and a sock hat, man.
That's all right.
Nobody wants that. That's authentic,
though. That's right. You'll be relatable, man. All right. Just a couple minutes left in the program here. One thing I wanted to mention real quick was Todd Berryman. We have an opportunity with our sister station down the hall, our prettier sister, our younger sister,
yes.
Shine 99.
Mm-hmm.
She, along with Scott and Cindy in the Encompass Credit Union Morning Show,
yes,
they do these celebrity interviews. You know, mm-hmm. they get to talk to big names.
That's right.
And do all that. Well, a couple of them don't always fit for Shine 99 listening audience, and they may be a little better fit here on WILO. So last week, Todd Berryman, had a chance to sit down and talk to the Don McLean.
Yeah.
So Todd will have that interview a little closer to late April, when Don will actually be performing in Indianapolis. And he's getting ready to sit down here and record an interview with the one and only, he did this last Friday, sorry, Bill Curtis. The Bill Curtis from A&E History Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill is, he actually retired a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. They came out of retirement because he, like Carol Price, just can't sit still, you know, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Which I understand fully. But I've always been a big Bill Curtis fan.
If you're a newsy kind of guy.
Yeah, and I've just always respected his, I've read up on him, I've watched his documentaries and stuff, and so Todd had a chance to talk to him Friday. I was too busy, I had a couple things going on, so, and Todd was aware and is a big fan too. So we're going to have that interview for you this Thursday morning, I think, right after my 7:30 newscast, so we'll get that typed up and have more about that.
He told me there's something interesting about both those interviews, but the one with Bill Curtis, if you listen, I'm not sure if it's in there or not, but they're talking about his show. It's called like Forensic Files? Or
it's something like that. Yeah, it's a new rebranded version of an older show, basically.
Yeah, and so Todd's telling me about the interview, and he said at one point I asked him a question about, well, hey, are you going to go back and do all these things with the show because you can do this? And he goes, in an interview, he goes like, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Todd Berryman may have changed like the course of television or something with this guy.
Yeah.
And then the interview.
He caught Bill off guard a little. Yeah.
And the interview with Don McLean, I think he said he's going to leave it at the beginning. I'm not going to say anything, but
yeah,
there's an interesting thing he says and something happens, so it's a lot of fun. You should listen.
Yeah, you should listen for sure. He's also talking to Jonathan Frakes, I believe, this morning right after you and I get out of here. And he'll be recording that. Jonathan was on the Starship.
That's right. He's
Star Trek.
Star Trek Enterprise, Next Generation.
And
he's doing the movie, helping the movie Picard.
Something along those
he's
lines.
He's the guy that didn't play him on TV, but he's like the other show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so Jonathan Frakes is one of those people, if you pulled up his picture,
you would recognize him really quickly.
I knew the face, not the name, though. So, well, Bill, have a great rest of the week, man. I guess we'll see you in and out here some, and you'll be here middays and maybe here for Ag Day a little bit Wednesday, too?
Absolutely, and also doing some things over there on the sister station this week and next week.
Oh, yeah. You're just training this week, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then with the time change, it's great because, that show there starts at 10 after 6,
yes,
which means I get up around 5:30. I go to bed about 12:30, so you do the math, folks.
Yeah, you're a night owl, and that doesn't always correlate well with an early riser, right?
I'll make it for a week or so for Cindy. I can do it.
All right.
So I'll see you for Ag Day then.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Yep, adios.
All right. And thank you for joining us, and thank you to our Party Line sponsors, who include Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Breck Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Melissa Miller and myself will be back tomorrow morning for the Tuesday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.